All right, we are back here in the Esports Trade Association broadcast booth at the 37th annual Lee Steinberg Party. Joined now by my good friend, Esports OG, ESCA Hall of Famer, Mr. Charles Conroy. Welcome to the show and welcome to Las Vegas and the Super Bowl.
How are we doing, Las Vegas?
We're doing better now.
It is absolutely electric here. Honestly, the city is buzzing. The Super Bowl is a great energy. And I'm just happy that ESTA has got a big piece in the big town.
Well, we greatly appreciate it. And, you know, you're somebody who had so much experience and was very crucial in building the space early on. You're involved in these shows where people were really DirecTV giving esports its first chance.
Yep.
What is your reaction to being at the Super Bowl and being at this party featured in the mainstream?
So, this is where we needed to be for a long time. And I think there's been attempts at esports, and I'm not naming any companies, but where they try to kind of force it.
Sure.
And what's so cool about this interaction is you're seeing athletes and you're seeing players, you're seeing actors come in and they love it. Like, they're actually interested in what's going on stage. And they're like, oh, my God, why did he do that? Or can I jump in? And it's real. It's not forced. It's not fake. People actually care about this. It is a hobby that they genuinely embrace. And for it to be part of the sports world, I think, is completely appropriate and where it should be.
Absolutely. What's so cool about this, right behind us, or in our line of sight, is a competitive stage. We had Michigan and Michigan State going at it in Rocket League.
Yep.
We had Juju Smith-Schuster, Hollywood Brown, Tactical Grandma, and others going at it in COD.
I mean, you have three NFL players literally on the other side of this camera, and they're, like, jazzed to be here. It's not, again, it's not, like, a forced thing where people are kind of here because they're paid to be here. People are excited, and right, that excitement translates.
Right. Now, you're someone who has close contacts with the NFL because you were involved with selling Complexity Gaming to the Dallas Cowboys. Talk a little bit about how you see the NFL becoming relevant to esports, or relevant to younger fans by embracing esports.
Yeah, so a lot of people have asked me over the years, like, why are sports teams investing in esports? I don't understand the connection. Well, it's pretty simple, to be honest. Traditional sports fans, by and large, are aging out.
Yep.
Numbers are going down. With that said, the NFL's had the largest ratings and playoffs that they've ever had. People can call it the Taylor Swift effect, you know.
I call it the 49er effect, whatever you want to call it.
I mean, also, I think the playoff games have been electric.
Yeah.
So you have good football, more people watch, but I digress. People are watching esports. Fans are getting younger. Their habits are changing. Their tastes are changing. And, you know, pro sports teams want to adapt.
Right. Yeah.
I think it makes perfect sense to me.
So this is the 37th annual Lee Steinberg Party for the Super Bowl. This is the first time that esports has ever been integrated in the experience, and it's a main feature, as you can see. What do you think the ripple effects will be from so many mainstream traditional sports and entertainment folks witnessing this in person?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be amazing. I think this will be a mainstay going forward, as it should be. But what's been cool to me is there's a lot going on here today. There's, you know, different restaurants being featured. There's bars, activities, there's auctions. The esports stage that PlayerX and ESTA have been hosting has truly been the focal point, I think, for everyone. There's not a pro athlete that rolled here that didn't stay and watch and ask questions. Like, people are jazzed. So I'd like it to become bigger, to be honest. We're obviously not here to overtake the Super Bowl. This is their weekend.
Right.
You know, it's the NFL's weekend. But if we can add an interactive layer and element to that, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about how traditional disciplines apply to esports. So you are part of the Switch. You lead the gaming vertical across the globe, which is amazing. This is a company that you're involved with, the biggest concert in the world, the biggest conferences in the world, and now you're a main player in esports. Talk a little about that dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, so esports production, it's actually crazy. It's way harder than producing a football game. And I'm not saying that as a knock on the NFL. I mean, we produce Thursday Night Football,
right?
Which is a huge undertaking, and the people that do it are immensely talented. But producing like a battle royale, like a Fortnite tournament, right?
Right.
That's 100 players you have to watch. And you have a unique ability in esports to capture a first-person point of view.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tap into Aaron Rodgers' camera on his helmet because obviously it doesn't exist.
Right. Not yet.
I mean, there's been attempts, but when you're getting hit that hard, it's kind of hard to not break the camera.
That's right.
But my point is that esports is so dynamic and so kind of hard to master on a good level that I believe, you know, not just us, but anyone that produces it well is immensely talented.
I agree. Last question for you. You've been an OG in the space for a long time. You've got a lot of traditional sports entertainment experience. Where do you see esports going from here?
Look, I think the only way is up, right? It's a rocket ship that we've all held on to. Ebbs and flows, by the way. Like, esports is not always going to be like this. People can point to leagues that have failed, or they can point to missteps in the space. And it is nascent compared to the NFL, right? Esports, in the form that I think we all consume it on the show, would be, what, 20 years old?
Right.
So we're going to make mistakes as an industry. We're going to correct those mistakes, hopefully. And we're going to innovate faster and better than any sport that you've ever seen before. And that's proven by the viewership and what we've seen, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the NBA has had a lot of time to get it right. We blow their numbers away, right? And that's not me challenging it. It's a fact, right? There's viewership numbers in esports that are bigger. And it's because we're doing cooler, more innovative stuff. With that said, if anyone wants to get me Knicks tickets, I will go to the game.
Noted. Also Super Bowl tickets. I'm in the market.
You are in the
for three ones.
Probably in the right town.
Probably. Set myself up for success here. Well, thank you so much, ESA Hall of Famer Charles Conroy, for joining us today. Looking forward to enjoying the Super Bowl with you tomorrow and sharing your insights today.
Thanks, guys.